Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. I have opened the doors, slid them open, and I want to welcome you to come on in and join us around the room here as we talk about holiday health, I guess not only for the holidays, but in general health, and how you are being intentional with your health, because I want to hear your story, one thing that you set out to do this year, and what difference it has made in your life. It's a time to give God the glory. And a little pat on your back, too. Give us a call, right? 888-888-1717 is my telephone number here at the Intentional Living Center. And today is truly, we want to hear from you. This is your opportunity to tell us your story of how you got intentional with your health and what difference it's made. Why is that important? You know, the Bible teaches that our bodies are the temple of the living God. That's why when he talks about sexual sin in Scripture, it's a big deal because it's about the temple. And I think when it comes to health, it's the temple. And I have to admit that of the five essential areas of life that we talk about, health is the one that I wrestle with the most, bad habits and enjoying my wife's good cooking. But, you know, we have to be responsible in this area because God has provided our bodies and given us health to preserve and maintain and to use for his glory. And you know, some of you, maybe a year ago, you were setting out on a strategy for this year, a resolution, if you please, to get healthy, or maybe in the midst of the year, you set out to get healthy and you made a decision. Maybe you changed a habit. Maybe you changed an eating process, something you're eating. Maybe it's a combination of things. What difference has it made? What was it? What difference has it made in your life? Because others need that kind of encouragement today. All right? 888-888-1717 is my number, and I need you guys to be the experts today because I want to learn from you as well. One thing that you've been doing intentionally to take better care of your health, especially in these holiday weeks.
Foods that I eat and what I'm putting into my body, I'm just being much more intentional about what those things are. And I have, you know, by default lost some weight, which I think is a good thing, but I definitely just want to, you know, give a thank you for the ministry because it really has truly impacted me.
I'm being intentional because of a caller. Her name was Amanda, a young lady that lost 193 pounds so far. She made me decide that I need to be intentional, too. And I've started a diet in almost 3 weeks, and I'm going to continue until I reach my goal.
I made it a promise to myself that I would go for a walk for at least take my dog for half an hour. And if I didn't, I owed myself 100 sit-ups. But I started doing this, and I've done 1,400 sit-ups since then. And they were awful to begin with. They were just barely enough to be called crunches. I'm hobbling along, just letting you know. Thanks.
Indeed. You know, I walked 750 miles. That's over the last few years on my treadmill because there's a little marker there, right? So I'm thinking, hey, that's a good walk across part of the country. What are you doing to be healthy? Let me just say this at the beginning. Before you start a health or diet program or exercise program, you really need to see your physician, get a baseline with your health, make sure whatever you're going to do that he or she knows about it, approves it, and you know where you're starting. It's very, very important, okay? All right, let's hear your stories, what you're doing to get healthy. Let's go to Arlene over in Kansas. Arlene, welcome to the program today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. What have you been doing to get healthy?
Well, you had asked about 2014, and my husband has always struggled with his weight. After we had had our six children, I was able to eat healthy, and I ended up losing the weight, and I kept telling him, honey, you can do this, you can do this, and he just was always struggling with it. And on July 6th was our 29th anniversary, and we went to Colorado Springs, did some hiking, and he just barely could make it up the trails at all.
Wow.
And he says, Arlene, I want to get healthy. I said, David, you can do this. And I had, unbeknownst to me, he had some things he'd been holding back from the Lord, and he just surrendered it all to the Lord and just said, I'm going to focus on this, and with Christ, I'm just going to do it. And that was on July 6th. He says, I'm giving myself 1 year on our 30th anniversary. We're going to come back, and we're going to go hiking, Arlene, and I'm going to make it up these trails without this much trouble. as of 2 weeks ago, he just hit his 65-pound mark that he lost. And I just wanted to say how proud I was of him. And he decided to cut out all junk foods, eat smaller portions throughout the day, make sure if he was able to walk at all, he walks at night. He works for the city, and so at night he gets out and he walks twice the entire property where the city keeps all their supplies and stuff at, just be able to get some exercise at night. And that's what he's done, just kept his focus. And then about halfway through that, he hit his about 30 or 40-pound mark, and he stumbled across a book by Pastor Rick Warren, The Daniel Plan, and that just really gave us a focus on what really is healthy and what really this stuff is doing to our bodies. And that kind of gave him that extra little boost of focus toward the end. But I just want to say how proud I was of him.
Good
that
for him.
He did this, and with Christ's help, he says he couldn't have done it without the Lord.
Good for him. Good for him. Listen, that's everything good in life comes from a decision. Everything bad in life often comes from a decision as well. Decisions are made. And you said back in July 26th, and then starting a week or two later, he made a decision. And living intentionally begins with a decision that says, I am mad enough about whatever it is in my life that I'm going to change. And I use the word mad because turns out to be an acrostic to me, M-A-D. And it's a mental thing for the M. It's a mental decision. Mentally thinking, coming to the truth and saying enough. A stands for an attitude. You got to change an attitude. Many times when it comes to health, it's just a bad attitude. That's something we deal with. And then D, making the decision. And when that decision is made and then acting on that decision every day intentionally makes a huge difference. So, all right, Arlene, thank you for that. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Deborah from Kansas now to Arizona. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Good morning.
Good. What's a decision you've made?
I am quitting smoking, and I've been praying about this for quite a while. And I'm just starting to believe, you know, what I say, what I speak is it can bring it into existence. Like God spoke and the world into existence, and we have that same power. When you speak the truth, it will set you free.
When did you start this process, Deborah?
About a month and a half ago.
And have you been successful so far?
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm down. Today I will not smoke at all.
Good for you. So it's been a process of weaning yourself off of this. You know, when you talk about speaking the truth, I think it's important, at least my perspective on this is, obviously God is the author of truth, and ultimately God is the one that directs our paths. But to what you're saying, when it comes to what we speak, the scripture says, whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, think on such things. And what we tell ourselves, man, let's face it, that does tend to become what we become in life. If we tell ourselves that, you know, God is able and we trust him, then there's something that happens. Not because we're God, he's God, but there's a sense of movement in that direction, that we're moving in the direction of what we tell ourselves, telling ourselves the truth. Very powerful reminder. Okay, very good. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it. Pete, hang on. We're going to get to you in just a minute.
My name is Amber, and I wanted to share my story of how I lost 280 pounds. And, you know, I got to that point where I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I am now a single mom, obese, uneducated, and I have no job. What am I supposed to do? Lord, just guide me. You know, the Lord spoke to me. He's like, Amber, you need to do something with your life. Get up and just do something. And so I decided to go to medical school, and worked very, very, very hard, you know, going through medical school and being a single parent and raising my kids. I ended up graduating valedictorian by the grace of God. You know, I was like, all right, God, what's the next step? So God's like, all right, let's get you healthy. I was diabetic. I had high blood pressure. I was like 400 pounds, and I need to be here for my kids because they have nobody else. I remember sticking little post-it notes that said, I will fight for my kids everywhere around my house in my car just to keep me motivated. By that, I ended up losing 280 pounds. I am not who I was, you know, 3 years ago. I am a completely different person.
Wow. 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 You can do this, you know, with God's help. And why? What's the purpose? Well, obviously, we want to be healthy and helps us get around and be around for our kids and grandkids. But ultimately, we give God the glory, don't we? Hey, just before we get back to calls, if you've been following the news at all, you know that The grand jury in Missouri announced last night their decision not to indict Ferguson, Missouri police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. And for many listeners on Bot Radio, especially in the Missouri area, listening to us right now in St. Louis or in Ferguson, as you know, protests and looting and vandalism broke out in Ferguson, St. Louis, and other cities, protests around the country as well. Even though Michael Brown's family called for protests to be peaceful, and as did the president echo that in his speech last night, unfortunately, there was much violence and people injured and so on. And so from Intentional Living today, we just want you to know that our hearts go out to all of our Bot Radio listeners in Ferguson and St. Louis area. Maybe you're dealing with this very firsthand in your community, and we're just praying for you. And we're also praying for the families of both Michael Brown and Darren Wilson. We pray also for communities all across the country, along with their local officials, facing so many uphill battles when it comes to keeping the peace these days and so much unrest in the world in general. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to those who are keeping the peace. You know, I think of Philippians 4, 6 and 7, it says, "Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Very true. So today, on a very polarizing day, I'm sure, in many communities, and the real focus we have here is that God would be present in this and that we would realize that we are His children. We are His children, and He's made all of us to commune with Him, to have a relationship with Him. Okay, we're talking health today. Let's get back to some calls. We got Pete on the line in Georgia. Pete, welcome to the program today.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate
Dr. Randy, and appreciate that. In this past summer, my wife and I decided to live a little bit more intentionally, and we decided to eat more healthy. We got into the Daniel plan, as a previous caller had mentioned, and it's to date helped me lose 22 pounds, and
good
my wife
you.
About 14. And just from cutting out all of the processed foods and so forth and getting back to basics, really what God had intended us to have.
Now, for those who don't know, what is, give us some of the basics of the Daniel plan, and how did that change what you ate overall?
Well, basically what you're doing is you're cutting out all of the bleached flours and the different things like that. You're getting back to the whole grains, and you cut out all of the sugars, and you have natural sugars or natural derivative sugars. But basically you're taking all of that stuff out of your diet. You're eating more grains, whole grains, more beans and things like that. And you can still have sweets, too, which are really great. You can have chocolate as long as it's high in chocolate content. And so it's been great.
Now, when did you start this, Pete?
In July, towards the end of July.
All right, so
we came off of a cruise, of all things.
Yeah, that probably got you thinking, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so 5 months, 20 pounds. How's your life different? How do you feel about yourself and what you've done here?
Oh, substantially different. I feel I've got a lot more energy. Both of us have a lot more energy. We've started walking a little bit more at night, taking our dog for a walk. It feels like almost like a new person. I've been able to get into clothes that I haven't gotten into in 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's just it's a blessing from God, really it is, and I think it's going to help us in the long term lead healthier lives.
Fantastic. Good report. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go from Georgia to Jerry in Arizona. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. What have you been doing intentionally with your health?
Dr. Randy, I have had a metamorphosis, and if you had told me a year ago at this time I'd be on your program talking about health, I'd be shocked. I had a bad back since my 20s. I lifted a trailer up on a ball on the back of the truck, and I woke up the next morning and my belly button was a couple inches to the left, and I've had a bad back ever since. And because of that, I had been on Vicodin about once a quarter when my back would flare up, and I had allergies, and I had migraines. And a year ago, at the beginning of November, right before Thanksgiving, I woke up and I couldn't move. My wife literally had to roll me out of bed. I had to push up out of bed. And I went and saw a doctor, a Christian doctor, and he said to me, today is either going to be the best day of your life or the worst day. It's either the beginning of the end or it's the beginning of a new life, and you've got to make that decision. And I started exercising. I gave up caffeine, which eliminated the migraines or the fatigue, and I gave up and I started drinking a blend, like, you know, with all the fruits and veggies in there, the kale and spinach and oranges and so forth, every morning in my blender, and that got rid of the allergies. And you fast forward a year later, and I've gone from a 36-inch waist to a 33-inch waist, and my back, I can do 10 pull-ups now overhand, and it's just amazing. And it's been an intentional decision to get healthy. And when I went and saw the guy at the gym, he said, what are your goals? And he was talking about his weight loss. And I said something, I actually quoted you. I said, I need to be healthy to serve the Lord. And what was funny, about a month ago, the guy who owns the gym, he said, Jerry, I remember the first time you came in and what you said, and I need to get healthy to serve the Lord. And I'm not doing that diet.
Good for you. Hey, listen, Jerry, that is what we want to hear, someone who's doing it for a reason. See, not just what makes us different, I think, when we talk about these things, is there's a purpose, there's a reason, not just to look better or even feel better, which, are, by the way, that alone is worthwhile doing this. But, man, at a higher level, a more core level, to be able to honor God, very powerful, very motivating, very encouraging. Maybe someone today, maybe you're the one just waiting for that motivation. You're getting it today. And when we're going to take a break, come back, I'd like to have Rob Riegel. Rob is a part of our team. This is something that happens right here in this place. Rob has been very intentional with his health, and we're going to ask him to move from the control board here into the studio, which means Steve's going to have to move over to the control board. And I wanted to have Rob share with you briefly what his journey has been and how he has chosen to be intentional.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At TheIntentionalLife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life. Many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook. Check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions. All free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from TheIntentionalLife.com, you can do it.
Black Friday, we get up way too early, fight through crowds for things that honestly just don't matter that much. Well, this year, I'm buying something that will help put my family on a strong spiritual foundation for the new year. I'm going online to buy the Word for Your Life gift pack.
From the Intentional Living Center, the Word for Your Life gift pack includes a 90-day devotional book and the chronological Bible. The gift pack makes a great gift for someone you love or yourself. Each day, important truth from God's Word and the devotional bring everything into focus for your life. And right now, save 34%. Go to theintentionallife.com and order the Word for Your Life gift pack. That's theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right, very good. And today we're focusing on health and helping you get intentional with your health. Make sure you see your physician. I'm not a physician, and we're not trying to give medical advice here. We just want you to get healthy. Lots of good ways of doing it. Rob Riegel is a part of our Intentional Living production team here. And Rob just stepped in the studio. Rob, I know you're passionate about this topic.
I really am.
And what got you motivated?
I think, you know, being 100 pounds overweight and looking at the fact that I had little kids that I might not see if I have a heart attack or a stroke, that was my motivation. Plus, I felt awful. Without any exaggeration, I would bend over to tie my shoes, and I thought my head was going to explode. It was awful. and I just couldn't take it anymore.
So what was it? Was it a wake-up call, a one day, a decision? There's always a point of decision. When did that happen for you?
That was about 8 years ago, and I had tried off and on, but at that point, it was a dogged determination that I was going to do it for my kids, for myself, and I also needed to get the knowledge. Because I had a lot of dieting myths that a lot of people experience, and so I began to read online. The internet is a beautiful thing, and I learned how to eat healthy. And, Doctor, you talk about habits. I developed the habits for healthy eating that I carry to this day.
What are some of those that you do, especially going in the holidays here?
Well, I learned how to avoid empty calories, because empty calories will kill you. There is... so much that in our American diet that we eat that we really don't need to eat. So I really started with what do I need to eat in a day, and basically I call them positive calories. And there is so much to that that I don't have time to explain, but the bottom line is it developed a system of healthy eating. And it's easy for me to go into the holidays because I'm intentional about cheating.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I'm not going to eat apple pie every day of my life. But when the holidays come and my wife makes that apple pie, I have a plan. Or if we're going to go to somebody's house and I know they're going to have different foods that I tend to shy away from, I plan on what I am going to eat and what proportion. But it's all about being intentional. I don't go into somebody's house or into a dessert-filled season without a plan.
Mm. So you've kept it off now for what?
About eight years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Plus you work out. You got muscles over there, Rob.
Yeah, but not as much. You know, the funny thing about it is when you eat healthy, it produces a lean body type. And so I probably look a whole lot more powerful than I really am. That really is true.
Well, listen, he looks great. And 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you? How long did you say?
Slightly, about a third of a year, believe it or not. It took me forever. I struggled for several months, and when I finally started to apply the truths that I learned, I shed weight like a crazy guy. I couldn't believe it.
100 pounds in a third of a year?
Yeah, and really, to be you know, exact, I struggled for about 2 or 3 months, and then all of a sudden, it probably came off in about a four-month period. It was fast.
Wow.
Well, it was fast.
You must have... a system that burns it off fast.
Once
well, we're glad you're here motivating others. Thank you, Rob. We'll let you get back on the control board here. Okay, Rachel is on the line in Arizona. Rachel, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Good morning.
Appreciate your call. What's your story?
I feel like for a long, long time, God has been just giving me nudges and puzzle pieces to this idea that when it was sort of revealed to me, I felt like, you know, like, I was being slapped in the face, sort of like, hello. And I've spent most of my life disliking my body and trying various weight loss things and exercises in an attempt to make a body that to me would be physically appealing. But when I got to the point that it was about, you know, I want to be able to go on a mission trip to church, but I can't or I don't want to because it's going to be hard work. I'm going to need to lift things and, you know, sitting down the whole time isn't going to get anybody any help. So when I started thinking about serving God and what God needed, I had tried joining Overeaters Anonymous and was not successful, wasn't really at a point to really commit to anything. And I accidentally came across your station. I was borrowing my stepmom's car, and she is the reason that I have a great relationship with God. But your station was on, and I was listening to it, and it just, same with me, it everything you said was just sticking to me, and the idea of, you know, a 30-day commitment to something. And not long after, I only listened to your station, and I came across something called a Whole 30. And essentially, you commit 30 days to no grain or sugar or dairy or legumes. And the idea is just, you know, just 30 days. You only have to do it for 30 days. And I made that commitment. I asked God for help because I knew it wasn't going to be easy coming from a person who drank, you know, full sugar soda all day and that kind of thing. But God took me through it, and I'm past my 30 days now, but I've continued, and I feel good. I can keep up with my young kids. My husband, who is recently diagnosed with diabetes, is doing most of it with me, and his blood sugar is entering the normal realm, and it just, I feel like God has said, you know, thank you for using this tool I gave you to do my work, and so it feels good.
That's fantastic, Rachel. And, you know, the 30-day challenge we often use with our radio stations and say, hey, listen to this station for 30 days. Fill your mind with the truth for 30 days. Be encouraged for 30 days about living intentionally in Christ and see what difference it makes. And some of you are going the next level and saying, hey, I'm going to apply this to other areas of my life, my spiritual life, my relationships, or in your case, your health. And it begins by doing the next right one thing. Life is a process, isn't it? It's a process of what, maybe 75 years, 27,000 days on the planet. Every day, making the decision to be intentional on that particular day. That's very powerful. Thank you, Rachel, and many others who we couldn't get on the air sharing your stories. Go on over to our website to share our stories on Facebook at theintentionallife.com or at the IL Center on Twitter. Tell us your story. We'd love to hear it. You know, we're coming to the end of the program today, and we're passionate about this message. We believe, again, that life is a matter of living either unintentionally, which is filled with a lot of procrastination, or living just good-intentioned, filled with frustration. It's a decision that you make. We believe that God has placed us on this planet to make a difference and to live so we can provide for our families and share Christ with others and enjoy His presence. And here at this time of the year, we're reminded of God's blessing in our lives, aren't we? And I want you to know that you're one of the blessings. And I'm so thankful for you that you listen. And for those of you who stand in financial support of this listener-supported ministry, thank you for doing that. And for those of you who've been responding to the need, I appreciate it. I shared with you a few days ago that we had a need of $32,000 to wrap up this month to be on budget. And as of today, that's now down to just $23,000 to go. Here's what I believe. With just a couple of days between now and the end of the month, that there's going to be some of you who are going to step up in a big way, and you're going to share $1,000 or more with the ministry. I want you to know that every dollar goes back into allowing us to continue to do what God has given us to do. If this message resonates and you can share a love gift of $100 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is, we're going to thank you in advance. We know that this is God's work. We're intentional with every dollar that comes in to touch people with the good news. So your gift would be appreciated today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press ministry number 4, button number 4, take you to our ministry staff. Upcoming programs next, social media and kids, and then in a very special intentional living on Thanksgiving Day. And we'll look forward to you joining us then as well. So have a great day from the Intentional Living Center, and we'll see you next time.